DubCNN.com, catching up with the one and only Cardi. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Shout out to DubCNN. Always showing me love. You already know.
That's what's up, man. So I know you got a lot going on, but before we get into it, before we dive deep in, there's some folks that are going to say, who's Cardi? But you had another name, man. So let folks know how they can merge the two and get on the same page with you.
All right, yeah, you know, I go by Cardi now, but, you know, a lot of people know me, especially the West Coast, know me as Pete to the L.A. You know, I used to go by that name when I dropped my first mixtape, N.W.A. Got me a lot of notoriety, a lot of fans, a lot of people, you know, respecting and supporting the movement that I got going on, the All Money Good movement. So, you know, I go by Cardi now, you know, just so everybody could, you know, connect the dots and make sure they know where they at with it, you know?
I hear you, man. So I know you have the project, the street album that's about to drop called Drive By. I know you got some, you've worked with Mike Will in the past, and I know you're working with him again on this one. Talk about that project, or talk about really your approach to this and what your expectations are.
To be honest, you know what I'm saying? The Drive By record is really just me being, you know, being an LA king like the other kings in the city, and, you know, trying to hold down Los Angeles and the West Coast and California, and just trying to make sure people understand, you know, that we about to make the run on them. And, you know, we really doing our thing out here. So, you know, after hearing of YG's project, Kendrick's and Schoolboys, and hearing what Nipsey's been doing, and just hearing what the West Coast, like everybody been doing, you know, it really inspired me to go back in and, you know, go back to what I do and what the people love me for out here in L.A. and on the West Coast. So that's what it really is. It's a real, you know, it's real West Coast. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. It's like, it's real street music. You know, it's really my life and shit I do and what and how I am. You know what I mean? So I know the people going to love it and respect it. And I'm just trying to, you know, I'm just trying to find my place out here amongst the rest of the kings of the city.
Now, one of the things you mentioned some of the other artists on the West Coast. And on the project itself, I listen to it and it's very, very solid. You pay homage and you show respect, and I think that's cool. But talk about maybe some of the biggest obstacles for you, just in terms of trying to really take your career to the next level. What are some of the obstacles or the challenges that you face currently?
Well, see, taking my career to the next level is more so, you know what I'm saying, you got to learn the business. I honestly feel that's just me, though. You know, a lot of people just want to be on TV and be famous and get their money or however they want to choose. But me personally, I'm all about making sure I do what I need to do correctly, you know what I'm saying, paperwork-wise. And those are really, like, the only obstacles other than that, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the music. I handle that. So more so the business than anything. But, like, right now, I feel like my career is at a great space, you know what I'm saying? With the name change, Cardi, it gives me a whole new, you know what I'm saying? It gives me a whole new opportunity to really be me on my music and do my own thing instead of being like a character, you know what I'm saying? That's why I changed from Pete to L.A. to Cardi, because I don't want people to look at me as a character. I wanted people to understand that my music is me and that's what I'm on.
I like that. Was it hard trying to come up with a new, when you think of what Pete to the L.A. and then when you talk about the name change, was it difficult to come up with something that you to make you say, that's it, this is what I want to roll with? How tough was that?
Well, you know, more so than anything, you know, it was tough, but, you know, it's just a decision that I made, and, you know, I was rocking with it. You know, the it's just that, you know, all of my fans that love Pete to the L.A. and all of the, you know, the people who support me that loves Pete to the L.A. just haven't caught all the way on to the Cardi movement and the All Money Good movement. But, you know, after this Drive-By mixtape, it's going to sew everything up. Everything going to be straight.
So Drive-By is the project that's coming out. So let people know where they can stay in touch with what Cardi's got going on, how they can stay in touch with you, stay connected, come out, support when you're in the area, whatever the case may be. So any last words for DubCNN.com?
Yeah, you can follow me at twitter.com/Cardi, CARTIEANG. And then I'm on Instagram. I'm on Instagram.com/ all money is good money. You know, ALLMONEYISGOODMONEY. You know, I got allmoneygood.com. and stuff right now. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of stuff going on. You know, anybody want to follow me, you know, Twitter, Instagram is really the best way. They can catch up to me doing anything that they want and want to know anything. You know, I got my, you know, I'm very in tune with the people that support me. So I just want to make sure I give the fans and the people the music that they want to hear, because people miss me rapping on them West Coast beats. They miss me doing my thing on that. So, you know, that's what I got to do, you know?
I feel you. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have to do this again, man. Thanks for hooking up with Dub CNN, man.
Man, I appreciate Dub CNN. Shout out to the whole West Coast, Cali, LA, to the Bay, Washington, Portland, Oregon, all that. Good.